Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Se'if Tes Yud and Yud Aleph. Se'if Tes. Tzarech Shetiye Mapa Al HaShulchan Tachas HaPas. It's necessary to have a tablecloth on the table beneath the bread. U'mapaches Prusa Al Gabov. And you should have another piece of cloth covering the challah on top. B'shtiburah Sifkar in the mouth. Al Gabov. There should be a second covering above the challah. B'tur b'shem ha'yushalmi. The Torah quotes Yushalmi. What's the reason for covering the challah on top? Shlo yira hapas boshto. The bread should not see its embarrassment. Shein v'kach and alov. We're not using it for kiddush. El al yayin. We're using wine for kiddush. V'yesh lo din kedima b'shari mekom as usually. Hamotzi comes before b'rabbi agafen. So why are we putting the b'rabbi agafen first? It's an embarrassment. So we cover over the challah. Well, if he's according to this, in Mekadosh Al HaPas, if he's using lechem for Kiddush, Eina Tzarech L'chasas Al HaMap, then there's no need to cover it on top. Al Tam Acha Shekasev HaTorah, but the Torah is another reason, according to the other reason, Shu Zecher L'mon, that covering the challah reminds us of the mon, Shei Munach BeKufso, the mon was sandwiched in a box, Tal Mala, Tal Lamato, there was dew above it, dew below it, Memela Gam Mekadosh Al HaPas, so according to that pshat, even if you make kiddush on the bread, then it has to be covered with a cloth, and that is the minik. Umashma b'fimigodim implies shalakola ta'amim for all the reasons. Dive mekash al hayayin shemuchusan achas shagomar kiddush. That it's enough that when you make kiddush with wine, that you cover until after kiddush. But once kiddush is done, there's no more issue of busha, and you're a yoytze in the man. So after kiddush, you can uncover it. V'chein b'shachris tzarch gam ken lios hapas mechusa an ach hakiddush mitam elu. In the morning, the same thing. The bread should be covered until after kiddush for the same reasons that you're making the bracha on wine before hamotzi, and because of the man. U'b'chayodim mashma. B'chayodim seems to say that tamzeich l'mon. As far as the reason of remembering the man. For the reason of the man, to remember the man, you should leave it covered till after the bracha of hamotzi. Till after hamotzi, leave it covered. And that seems to be the common practice. We leave it covered till after hamotzi. Kasibli Rabbi Der Chaim. Eli Rabbi Der Chaim writes, Kish Mekash Lapas, if you make kiddush on bread, Yeniach Yodav al Hamapa of Ahalech Mishnah Shasa Kiddush. When you're saying the kiddush, your hands are above the cloth over the bread. When you get to the bracha of hamotzi, you gala halecha mishneh v'yaniach ador alehem. You expose the bread, put your hands on the bread. When you say Hashem's name of the bracha, you lift them up. Until you finish the Shem Hashem, then you put them back down. And then when you finish the bracha hamotzi, yachsav yichasav amap, then cover it over again. Then your hands are above the cloth until kiddush is concluded. Now, what do you do about shalshuvus? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that we don't carve a shalshuvus. It's not a minik. We don't carve a shalshuvus. And the Eshel Avam from Mitzash says that it's proper to cover the bread even by the shlishis. Maybe he asked the man, he felt even for that meal, you should keep it covered. Se'if Yud, Mekadesh Arkos Male Yayin. You should make kiddush on a glass filled with wine. Shlo yeh pogum, and the wine should not be pogum. V'ton komash v'ton kosher b'rech ha-mazin has all the halachas of the kos we use for b'rech ha-mazin. V'ayim v'aychulu mu'umod, he says v'aychulu standing. V'achach ayim v'bar p'yagofen, then he says b'bar p'yagofen, v'achach kiddush, and then kiddush. The Rama says, v'yochel lam v'shas ha-kiddush, he could stand for kiddush. V'yoyis t'leisha, but it's better to sit. The meaning is to even sit for vayichulim. Just when you begin, you stand a little bit for cover of the shame. Because you begin, Hashem's name is alluded to in the Rosh Tevis. But then you sit down. When he begins, he should look at the candles. As in Kiddush, the Kosher Baruch, he looks at the glass of wine. V'chein yirli, and so it appears to me. I and the Elsman Kuf Pei Gimel Sifdav, look back at some Kuf Pei Gimel, the halachas of looking at the kosher bracha. Sif kan mem beis al kos male. The kiddush is said on a full cup. The kosher kiddush v'havdala hu bechlal sha'or kosher bracha. The kos for kiddush and the kos havdala is no different than any other kosher bracha. The tzarech shi'yeh male. We want it to be filled. V'chanal b'simin kuf pe gimel sif beis agol. We learned this before in simin kuf pe gimel. V'menenu male, if the cup isn't full. You don't have a smaller cup to pour into the smaller cup, and it would be full in that cup. So then you can make kiddush on the cup you have. Since after all you do have a revius of wine in that cup. The cup should not be pogum. What does that mean? If someone were to take a drink from that cup, pigamo. He makes it pogum. Ve'in l'kash lov, and it cannot be used for kiddush. Ve'ayin le'el b'simen kuf pebeis, v'sham avor proti dine kos pogum. If you look back in simen kuf pebeis, there we clarify the specifics of a kos pogum. Ve'ayin sham b'sif zayin, look there, and sif zayin, the b'shah stak, then in the case of need, when you have no alternative, she'in lo kos acher, there is no other kos, ve'in lo eitz la sakra kos, there's no way to fix this kos. Mevarach on kos pogum, so we will make a brach on a kos pogum, if that's all you have. Vayim beish lavrom sifkon lamed looking there sifkon sifkon lamed the kiddush alayla asher shetavyoyes shukash lapas. Maybe for further kiddush, if all you have is a kos pogum, you're better off making kiddush on the bread and not on the wine at all. Sifkon memdalat kolmasha ton v'chulu. Whatever the kosher brachas hamazon needs, we do for kiddush. Haino shiakos shalem. The kos should be complete via mudach heitem ifnim v'chutz. So you're not going to use a cracked cup. You're not going to have a broken cup. You make sure it's rinsed out inside and outside. For koshar devar miniskal el, all the things we mentioned before, b'simen kuf pegimel, b'simen kuf pegimel, the kos b'chus abos, for the kos of benching, we're going to do for the kos of kiddush. Sifkar mem heva oyve v'chulu ma'um. The mechaber says you say by v'chulu standing up. Shu edus al brius shemayim v'aretz. When we say by v'chulu, we give testimony on the creation of shemayim v'aretz. V'edus be'inu ma'umad. Edus has to be done standing. Even though he said by Yechulu in Shmoneh Esrei, he repeats it for the benefit of his children and his family, his wife, and so on. The Sefer Rokeach quotes a Medrash that Tzarech Lom Vayechulu Shalosh Pamim, that we have to say Vayechulu three times. Echad b'tefillah once during Shmoneh Esrei, v'echad l'achad tefillah once after Shmoneh Esrei, v'echad al kos, and the third is on the kos. If someone forgot when he said kish, he started the bar pigafen. You should take a kish during the meal and say it then. The Tama says, better make kish sitting down. The benefit of sitting down is that it's more kish makam suda. It's kish at the place of you eat when you're seated, because you sit when you eat. Basically, since you're sitting in the place of the meal when you make kiddush, the Vilna Gaon agrees. But for a different reason. Since one person makes kiddush usually for others, you need they should be set together. It's called they're set together. They're going to be eating together when you sit. We learned this before in Simen Kof Samazayin. According to his words, everyone has to sit. The people who are listening have to sit. And one should be careful with this. It could be he also only held it way, this way, not by the Evid. However, you have to be careful if you're not sitting. Those who are listening to Kiddush have to be set together in one place during Kiddush. You can't have them scattered throughout the room and moving around from place to place. That's not a kviyas at all. So even those who say you don't have to be sitting for kviyas, but when you stand, you don't move around. You stay in one place. All around the person in the vicinity of the one who's saying the Kiddush. The Ramah goes on to say that you could even say Vayechulu, sitting down. Tekeven shamarua kavar besekanesa, since you already said it in shul ma'umet standing, so you gave edus standing, and makbidim shuvazes, so we don't care anymore after that. V'ayimasam yushuv kamoshar kish, you could say it sitting down like the rest of kiddush. So at this point the notes bring that basically there are various minhagim. There are some people who will sit the whole time. Many people say, no, you stand for Kiddush through Vayichulu, and then you sit for the Bar Pirgafen through the rest, and Bingzer Moshe said that's the proper way to do it. And the Ketzer Shulchan says there is a minig also to stand for the whole time. To stand the whole time, up either Rizal, you just stand the whole time, you don't sit at all.
And then sit down for the drink.
Yes, you sit for the drinking, but not for the Kiddush. Sivka Memches, Yitan Ein of Ben Ner. The Rosh says you should look at the Ner when you start. It's a skula to heal the eyes, shekahu, that got dimmed, by taking big steps. People not that careful. When are you supposed to look at the beginning? The beginning means before Vayichulu. When you start, that means by Vayichulu, you look at the Ner. And then when you're saying the Kiddush, you look at the Kais. Look back at Kuf Pei Gimel. There we clarify this. You should look at the Kosher Bracha. So you see Echdaito without being distracted. So the notes say, but if you need a Sivir, you need a bench to say Kiddush, so don't look at the Kosher. If you need to look in the Sivir, it's more important to look in the Sivir than to try to get through without looking at the Kosher and not knowing what you're saying. Se'iv Yud Aleph. If he only has one kais, the kaddish bo belayla, he uses it for kiddush Friday night. The eino toyvera, but he can't drink from it. Shleyafki mena, because as soon as he drinks from it, he makes a pogum. He doesn't want to make a pogum. Ela shoyfich mimenu lekais acher, so he's going to pour off from the kiddush cup to a second cup. The term yayin shal kiddush mekais hasheni, he'll drink from the kiddush wine from the second cup. And then in the morning, he'll make Kiddush on what's left in the original cup. So the original cup was very large. It was very large, it was more than Revius. So he'll pour off from that cup to a second cup, drink from the second cup, and he'll keep from the first cup for Kiddush Shabbos morning. But let's say all he had is exactly Revius. Now that's going to be diminished at night when you pour off to drink. So Shabbos morning, you'll add water to it to get it back up to the amount of Revius. Now this all assumes you have another cup set aside for Havdalah. Shimlo can, because if you don't, Mutav Shenichen LaHavdalah, better save for Havdalah. Sheyesh Pas, that you can't use bread for Havdalah. Mishikash Alav, better that than to make Kiddush on it. V'leyelo Yarn LaHavdalah, you won't have Yarn for Havdalah. If it's exactly two cups after they're mixed with water, so one will be for Friday night Kiddush, the second is for Havdalah. And he won't make Kiddush by day. If the nighttime Kiddush is first, overrides. So he makes Kiddush on the Kais and pours off to a second cup. Kashir Melolugma, the amount of Melolugma, Shar Tzin expands, because less than Melolugma, you're not going to be Yotzim. So you have to pour from a Melolugma. It's about, 2 ounces, let's say. Sifkar Nun Alf, Me'akos Hasheni, and then he drinks from the second cup. Umaganavam Hiskam Adasa Toysvis. Maganavam agrees to Toysvis. The Kosha Choybet Serich Lios Hatima Dafkam Mikosh Yeshbar Vyas Yayin. That when you have a Kois for a Chiyav, you want to drink from the Kois that has a Revius. Therefore, this is the better Eitzah. Yishbach mitchilim ha'kos ha'rishon to ha'kos acher. What you're going to do is make Kiddush on the first kos and then pour off to the second kos what you need for tomorrow. V'yizor sheyishor b'revius yayin. Make sure there's a revius in the first cup. V'yitam ha'kos ha'rishon k'shem ha'lugma. Then drink a ha'lugma from the first cup. V'achach then, there's still stuff left in the first cup. You can pour back from the second cup into the first cup. That's how you remove pigam. If you add wine to the wine you drank, it takes away the pigam. Then you can use the remnant for Kiddush tomorrow morning as long as you have Revius. Even though the Rabbi disagrees with this, he prefers the Shulchan Aruch's Eitzah, because Shulchan Aruch's Eitzah, there's no pagam at all. If you look at Tazer Shabbos, he answers his tainas. Shabbos morning, he'll make kiddush with whatever's left. Miloshin zeh mashma, the language implies, the mekash bezakos kuf, he used the actual cup. V'aftal el b'sif yud kosav tzorach liyosa kosav malei, but didn't we say in sif yud, the cup has to be full? This cup isn't full. Say, rak l'mitzvah, that it should be full is l'mitzvah. V'ein ma'akiv me'enu, it's not ma'akiv if you don't have a smaller cup. There's a revius in the cup, this is not full. U'pash dem yesh lo kos acher kot, now obviously if you have a smaller cup, tzorach lishbach hayan l'tocho, pour the wine into the smaller cup, k'dei shiyem malei, in order for it to be full. Sefkad l'gimel revius b'tzimtzum. If he has a revius exactly, and now he's going to drink from it, there won't be a revius for the morning. Lav daf doesn't have to be but simsum revius. It could be a little more than revius. El dach atimus lugmov. The point we're making is that once he drinks his lugmov, lo yishar lo kashir revius, there won't be a revius for tomorrow. El denokad hachi, the reason we picked this example of exactly revius, the revusa to tell chiddush. That even in this case, when exactly revius, and he drank most of it in the Mamlugov, there's still enough wine left that you can add water to it and it's still kosher. Now, this has got to be strong wine. That you can still basically have two thirds water, one third wine, and still use it for Kiddush. Hey, look later in Simon Reish Ayin Beis. This is only discussing when you have Avdolah set aside. Yeah, this goes back on what we said before. You said if you have one kais, you use it for Kiddush. That's only if you have Avdolah taken care of. Because if not, make Kiddush on the challah. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case when you have exactly a revius and it's already mixed with water. Because if it wasn't mixed yet, then you could use it for Kiddush, then you could add water to it to get it back up to revius for Avdalah. Like we said before concerning Kiddush by day. So it's got to be, there's no Eitzah. There's no Eitzah to use it for Kiddush Friday night and for Avdalah because it's exactly a revius and it's already been mixed. Sifkad Nunvav, Shinichen Avdalah, save for Avdalah. Others disagree. The Kiddush Halayla Odev Me'Avdala. Kiddush is more important than Avdala. V'afil Dasa Shulchan Aruch, and even according to Shulchan Aruch, that you say it for Avdala, im yesh sheikh al Avdala, if you had beer for Avdala, mutu v'kash al yayin, then use the wine for Friday Kiddush. Tole kul yalma mavdila shikha. Everyone agrees, Avdala can be done with beer. Moshe Kosef Simon Reish Sadi Vav, Sif Beish, you learn this in Reish Sadi Vav. The Kiddush Ashikha Havi Poskim Oswim. But Kiddush Friday night, many Poskim say you cannot make on beer. The Gam Alapas Machmir Benetam. Benetam's Machmir when it comes to bread too. Lachain Afilu B'Shacharis, or even in the morning. Tov Yoyser Shekash Alayayin and Yeshto Sheikh Havdala. It's better to use wine for Kiddush in the morning than beer and save the beer for Havdala. Miu Mashinogal Kash B'Sekanesis V'Gam Lahavdana. The Midig in Shuls to make Kiddush in Havdala. B'Zeb Here, for sure, Havdalah preempts Kiddush, because Kiddush is only a minig, and Havdalah is actually being motzi people. Like we learned before in Reish Samatas. In shuls, where if they have only one cup, and they usually make Kiddush and Havdalah, forget the Kiddush, the seif for Havdalah. Because Kiddush is a minig in shul, Friday night. Sifkad and Zayin. The Kiddush halayla odif. Kiddush at night is more significant than Kiddush by day. We did this before in Sif Gimel. Look back at Mishnah Berurah, Sif Konchas. The Magen Avraham hevi b'shem shiarei Knesset Hagadolah. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shir Knesset Hagadolah. The Torah of the Kaddish al Kos Gadol. It's a nice thing to make Kiddush on a large Kos. She Yisha Meos al Kos the Kiddush Yom Avdol. Then you'll have in the same cup enough for the next morning Kiddush and enough for Avdolah. That means you have to fix it every time. You have to pour wine into it. Every time you use a smaller cup, the Kiddush in the morning is smaller than night, and Havdalah is smaller than Kiddush. So it's always full. So he has this idea of like, you did a mitzvah with it, do another mitzvah with it. Just make Kiddush Friday night, and Kiddush Shabbos day, and Havdalah, all the same one. Eliyahu does not like this minig. Also doesn't like it. Cause the Tovios Asos coming against us, better Arminig, to have separate wine for night, day, and not to have the same wine over and over and over.